Is this working? Maybe?
Yes.
Well, welcome back to another day here at WJRH.
Another rainy Tuesday.
I feel like, has it always been a rainy
Tuesday? It's always rained on Tuesdays because I walk dogs on Tuesdays.
Oh my god.
I am very aware of when it rains, and it has rained like every single Tuesday.
What about
this
the dogs?
Yeah, the dogs.
Mm.
They're good. Good puppies. Actually, they were annoying today. The one was in a really bad mood.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they poop?
Yeah, and she also got really, like, antsy. Like, she really, like, we passed this jogger, and the jogger, like, she barked at the jogger. And she usually doesn't bark at people.
Okay.
She usually just gets scared of, like bikes or skateboards or stuff. And usually people are fine. But she barked at this jogger, and, like, I had a hold on her. It wasn't a problem, but she scared the jogger. I felt bad because it was like, she's a big dog, so like when a big dog barks, it's like...
Wait, there's two dogs?
There's two dogs, yeah.
Wow.
But I had a hold on Novak, and she barked at the jogger
Novak.
And scared her, and I felt bad. But she was in a mood today. I don't know.
Maybe I wonder what happened.
I don't know, but she was just like, she didn't want to walk, and I kept like having to pull her along, and it was just like, it was not a good day for Novak. Novak was not having it.
Oh, poor Novak.
We're having a good day, right?
What's the other dog's name?
Sammy.
Sammy and Novak. What is Novak?
I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, good day. Yeah, it's been actually a pretty good day. You know, I had macroeconomics and cognitive psychology. We got our tests back in both of those classes, so that's always a good day.
Good day? Good grades?
It's the first test.
Okay.
And we can drop one test in macro, so we'll say that.
Okay.
She's like, so guys, I'm going to pass out the test. The average was a 70.
Nice.
Like, what?
Welcome to my life.
Like, what?
The average is always, a C or a D. It's fine.
I don't understand how you could go throughout, like, an entire semester teaching, or entire, like, 5 weeks teaching, and then... The, like, average of the people only know things up to a 70? Like, seriously?
Yep, well...
This is a flawed system.
It's a flawed system.
It's definitely flawed. But, yeah.
I had inorganic chem lab today.
Wow, that's fun.
It wasn't fun. Mm. We were just doing, like, molecular modeling.
The
classic ball and stick contraptions.
Oh, I've seen the ball and stick.
We spent like 2 hours doing that this morning.
Are you serious? That's so boring.
Not even any lab work. I mean, it's like useful. Like, it's gonna help on the exam.
Yeah. But yeah, that's like I had
bleh.
I had design and analysis lab yesterday, which is like a psych sort of statistics class, and we spent all of lab like doing this SPSS. Like, review sheet that she made up. So just, like, typing in statistics, and it's like, go, like, type this button, run this statistical test, and get this data. Just, like, over and over again for, like, 3 hours. And you're just sitting there, like, running tests and writing out data.
Boring.
Yeah. Like, I really don't think I'm going to get a job where I'm running tests, like,
I mean, that's someone's job.
That's someone's job, but I now know it's not going to be mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of just sitting behind the computer. We did a couple, like, computational labs for inorganic so far, and I'm not a fan of just sitting behind the computer for 3 hours.
No.
And I prefer actual lab work. Yeah,
my professor, like, tries to make it semi-interesting. Like, everything's very straightforward, and, like, some of the studies, like, the data is, like, interesting data. But it's just sitting behind the computer and just feel like I'm always so confused. And there's always, like, so many little things in statistics where it's like, this, when you're writing out the statistical analysis, like, this number has to be italicized and there's a space here and a comma and then a space. It's like, ah.
Computer codes are fussy.
Yeah, really.
Should we?
Oh, yeah.
Play some tunes?
Yeah, play some tunes. Let's play some tunes. Okay.
We can talk about computer codes later.
I like this first song.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hey guys, we're back. So that first song was Undertow by Dan Auerbach, and the second one was Paper Rain by Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness.
I want to say McMahon.
Oh, that sounds kind of cool.
Or McMahon.
I don't know.
McMahon.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The first song was my pick. I think it was this song, or it's definitely a song by this guy. This guy, I'm pretty sure, is the singer from the Black Keys. Don't know if you guys know the Black Keys, but they're so cool. And he also makes his own songs. Yes, he is the guitarist and vocalist of the Black Keys. But he also makes his own songs. And I think I was on Spotify. And my dad was playing Spotify in our house. And it came up with, like, an advertisement. Sometimes they have advertisements of, like, people, you know, singing a song. They're like, hey, like, download my music on Spotify. So I think it was this song that came up. And I was like, I hate ads, but this is actually a good song.
I really liked it.
And I took it. I feel bad, though. Like, the ad. Like, I succumbed to the ad.
No, that's their purpose.
Like, I can't buy the thing in the ad. Like, that's so wrong.
No, but it's a good song. I like the instrumentals.
It is a really good song. I like his voice. Like, when he does his single things, they're less rocky than the Black Keys. Like, it's so intense.
We have played the Black Keys before.
We have played the Black Keys, but they're definitely, like, pretty intense. They don't have the License to Chill vibe. Maybe I'll look into more of Dan Auerbach. Mm.
Paper Rain was my pick. That's from the Andrew McMahon.
We played them last week.
Yeah, album that my aunt suggested to me. So, one of my, like, the whole album, like I said, really good. But this is another one of my top picks. So, very chill, very relaxed. Just kind of cute. And yeah.
It was pretty chill. I think it was a little too cutesy for me. But yeah. I think it did have a nice happy vibe.
I like him. He's cool. I like his album.
The album cover is very, like, it makes you feel good. Like, there's, like, a pool, and there's, like, the sky, and there's, like, the yellow umbrella, there's greenery.
Very summery.
Very summery. It's definitely a summery vibe that, like, I have not felt in a while.
Yeah, everything is really gray right now.
Everything is so gray. I gave a co-tour today. I think we won last week because there were, like, no families, and it was, like, raining, and, like, it was right at... It was like one to two, so when it was like just starting to rain. So like we'd go to building, it would rain, we'd come out, it was like stopping sort of, and then it would start up again, and it was like this whole big thing. But it was actually like a really good tour. Like I felt really good. The people were like nice, like they didn't laugh at all of my jokes, which was like a little uncomfortable. But they were definitely smiling. Like they asked questions, like even the kid asked a question. So like that was really good.
As opposed to the parents?
Yeah. Like usually like the kids don't say anything.
That was me on a tour. I never said anything. My dad would always ask the questions.
No, totally. Yeah. But the parents were, like, pretty nice. And then at the end, they were like, great tour. And, like, the mom was, like, clapping. Aww. Like, it was pretty cute.
Do you, like, tell them ahead of time that, like, you're a new tour guy?
Yes.
And, like, this is a co-tour?
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah, but I was with the guy that I, like, co-toured. It was like, yeah, you're totally ready for the evaluation. And now I'm like, I think I'm going to try it tomorrow. And I'm kind of scared.
Good luck. It's exciting.
What if I forget something and then, I don't know. It'll be fine.
You got it. Just gotta... Yeah, you know what you're doing. Like, you've done that cold tour. You're prepared.
I hope so.
It's all mindset. If you tell yourself you're prepared,
that's so true. The mindset, man. Also, I feel like if it's, like, a bad... If it's, like, a bad family, then it's bad.
Yeah, I guess the family... What makes a bad family?
Like, I did have this one group of people and, like, they didn't say anything.
Nothing.
Like, oh, I was giving a co-tour with Emma. And, like, there was this one family. I really probably shouldn't be talking, like, badly about these families. But they're definitely not listening. but there was this, like, one family. And, like, they just didn't have, like, any, like, emotion. Like, we'd say things and they weren't really, like, nodding their head. There was just, like, no response. And, like, we'd try to, like, we'd, like, make a joke or, like, laugh about, like, oh, yes, like, sometimes we do this and it's fun. And there was no, like, smiling, like, just, like, nothing. And I was like, okay,
it's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it was really awkward. And like there was one mom and her daughter who came later and they were nicer, like they were talking to us, but like nothing.
Ew.
Yeah,
well, people, fingers are crossed you get a good family, fingers for your crossed evaluation.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
I think it'll go well. I have faith in you.
Aw, thanks.
Can we play some more tunes?
Yes, we can.
Yay.
Oh, the next song. Oh, this is a good batch. I'm excited.
Oh, me too. I don't know yours, but I like mine.
This is the one that we were going to play last week.
Oh, I do like this one then. Yeah. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Oh, I have to type it in. Wait.
No.
Say something while I'm typing it in.
Say so. So Hannah was supposed to go out as a coxswain.
Oh my God. On the water today. I was so excited.
For those of you that don't know, Hannah's going to try her hand at being a coxswain for the crew team because she's good coxswain size. And I feel like she has good coxswain personality.
I have a good coxswain. What does that mean?
I think you do. You can be very assertive. And, like, you need to be, like, loud and, like, in control.
I scared the men's team.
That's good. Type. We got to play tunes.
Oh, you're but right.
I definitely think you have a good coxswain personality. And you're good coxswain size.
Aww.
But we're, because the weather's been so nice this week. We went out on the water yesterday. We rigged our brand new boats. I got to row in the new 4. It was very exciting. The new 8 went out. The men got a new 4. And then today, Hannah was supposed to come cox the brand new 8.
Oh, so the 8.
Yeah, you were going to go in the 8.
That's huge.
It's easier to cox the 8s, actually, because they're steadier.
That
they're
makes huge, but they're steadier. That does make sense.
And then the rain had other ideas, and we didn't get to go out on the water today. But Hannah's chance is coming.
It's almost here. Maybe tomorrow, you think?
Did you fill out the schedule?
I did. I said I was free.
But there's a new schedule was sent out a couple hours ago for water practice.
I did not fill out that one.
Okay, well, Hannah needs to fill out that
one. I'm not on the email list.
I don't know how you're not on the email list. I'm trying. I just don't know the right people to ask.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. I'm kind of amused by this.
There's morning and afternoon going on tomorrow, I think.
I secretly am going to try to avoid morning practice.
You will never be able to avoid morning practice. Or else you end up like Perry Yam. Shout out to Perry Yam.
Shout out to Perry Yam.
Perry Yam's in his second novice year.
Well, that's not like that's not that weird.
Well, that's what happens when you skip morning practice. I'm just saying. Not to call you out or anything, Perry. I don't think you're listening. But well, right, let's play some tunes. We can talk.
Okay, let's go. Here we go. This is going to be a good one.
Just the feeling like you're gonna die. silver city, come home. Wizard on the weekend, willing on a weekday, you kidding, come on. Fed up with the prepaid, looking for a keepsake, come to Emerald Line. Got me good vibes, thank God I ain't driving. Traffic, vision, blur, blue bleeding. That's a black eye ladder, it don't matter. Anyhow, I'm climbing, keep my good vibes in check, coast for cool climates in common. We got good friends, roll light on split ends. Pretty magic, traffic addicts. Now I don't really know where you stay at. Can I get an address? Never mind,
my phone don't forget it.
I don't really know where to bake that unless you're trying to get it, in which case my phone don't forget it. I never answer calls when I'm in the kitchen cooking, it's just a thing. It's sounded, I never call back when my friends looking at me in the car, cause it be all they wanna talk about. Are you trying to get a deal?
A deal? A deal? Sorry, on the real.
But my eyes and my ears don't work well, and the floor keeps sliding on my heels. I can't feel them, I'm still dreaming. The skull on the table is still life. Is it still life? What's the meaning? Are we still dealing? Feel like I can't act right. Oh, right. Sugar City, pretty magic. Got me good vibes, thank God I ain't driving. Traffic, vision, blur, blue, bleeding. That's a blackout ladder, it don't matter anyhow. I'm climbing, keep my good vibes and check posts of cool climates and kind. We got good friends, roll life, I'm splitting. Pretty magic, traffic addicts. I'll make a deal with you.
We're back.
Welcome back.
So those two songs, the first one was Don't Move by Fantagram, and then the second one was When It Lands by Rainbow Kitten Surprise. The first one was my pick. I think I probably heard it on my Discover Weekly. Really like cool song.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, we were supposed to play I wanted to play it last week, and we were gonna play it the week before that, and then it didn't work out, so now we're here playing it this week.
It was worth the wait.
Yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah.
But it had, like, a good vibe.
Yeah. Second song, When It Lands, Rainbow Kitten Surprise. We've played Rainbow Kitten Surprise before. Hannah originally, like, brought the band here. But this song was a suggestion from Fiona, we were in the car one day, and she just played it, like, from her Spotify playlist, and I liked it. It was cool. It's kind of got, like, three songs in one, just, like, with the time changes and stuff.
Yeah, I feel that.
Ah. But, yeah, so, neat little suggestion from Fiona from a band that...
Thanks, Fiona.
...we know and love, so, yeah, thanks.
That's pretty cool. It's definitely a good band. We've played something else. We played a couple of things. We played that song, Fail.
Fail. That's a good song.
That is a good song.
I know my brother has a song by them that he likes, but I think it's explicit. A lot of their stuff is explicit.
Yeah, they have, like, one word that's explicit.
I know, but it means we can't play the whole song. Which is annoying. Because they're, like, not popular enough to have the radio edits, you know?
That is annoying.
Which is rather annoying.
No, totally. Yeah.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
They've got a couple gems in there that are radio clean, so...
Oh my. It's an interesting screen.
Whoever messes with the backgrounds on the computers in here, you need to find a better use of your
phone. I kind of like this one, though.
It's definitely better than the thumbs that were on the thing last week.
Like, this one's more artistic. The other one's just random.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm covering it up. Yeah. Tomorrow's Wednesday. That means I have my 8 a.m. You also have 8 a.m.
I have 8 a.m.s every day of the
How
week.
How is that?
Let's go.
Like, is it like, are you getting like into the swing?
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
As long as I go to bed on time. Also, like, a lot of days I have morning practice anyway. So, I'm like, if I have to wake up for an 8 a.m., might as well just wake up at 5:30 for morning practice.
That's like, I don't understand how you do that. Like, I would have to go to bed at, like, 8.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Morning practice is rough. I'll go, like, depending on how much work I have, I'll get, like, 5 or 6 hours of sleep.
Like, that doesn't sound good.
Which, like, it's not awful. Like, I know there's people here that get a lot less than that.
No, that's pretty bad.
But as long as I have a cup of tea at some point in the morning, then I'm good to go. That's because I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
But a cup of black tea has just enough caffeine in it to, like, give me a little boost. And it's also, they say it's good for you, so.
That's a good, that's actually a good point. Like, the tea, I should do that because coffee really messes me up.
Yeah, I feel like tea, it's not as much caffeine as coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I think it tastes better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Or green tea. They say green tea. It's not as much caffeine as black tea, but green tea's got some health benefits. But
interesting.
That and, guys, clementines.
Oh, yes, I have clementines in my room.
I'm sold on clementines. Knock on wood. I'm pretty sure that's why I haven't been sick yet this semester.
The clementines.
I've been consistently eating clementines.
I am jealous.
And I'm going to credit them with me not getting sick yet this semester. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself because right now we're doing really well.
Well, which is surprising for me. I can jinx myself.
Hannah had strep, if you guys don't know.
Yeah, if you didn't
crusty,
know.
Crusty. But she's cured now, so.
Yep. 10 days of amoxicillin cured
Did you do your whole course of antibiotics?
I did.
Good.
I was very on top of it.
We don't want any antibiotic-resistant bacteria up in here.
No, so. Don't worry. That was, like, pretty bad strep. Like, I feel like I had it so many times when I was little.
Story of my life. And my brother never got it. I don't know how that's possible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I've had it, like, consistently every year for, like, years in elementary school.
Yeah. Like, there was this one year when I was in first grade and me and the guy who sat next to me, like, we'd get strep. We'd, like, touch the table and then give it to the other person. And I got it 5 times.
Oh, my goodness.
In first grade.
Ew. That's rough.
Yeah. And then our parents sat down and we talked about how to get stronger medication.
You and the other kid's parent?
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, you guys are just passing it back and forth.
My mom and his mom, I think. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Huh. What was his name?
Sebastian DeLassa.
Sebastian DeLassa. I wonder where he is now.
He is at, he goes to Bates College? Bowdoin. He goes to Bowdoin.
Oh, I have a Bowdoin t-shirt. We beat them at Dadville's.
Oh, good. Sebastian. Cool. He's a radio show.
Does he really?
He does. I think. He always posts about it on Instagram, I think.
We should do a collab or something.
With Sebastian?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could.
We could be like,
you know,
like famous YouTubers do like collabs.
Oh, yeah. We're not like, you know, on that level yet, but.
But we can start off. We gotta start small. We can start Sebastian.
He gave me strep in first grade.
That's funny.
Yeah, in eighth grade.
I mean, like, now,
yeah.
And in eighth grade?
Well, no, in eighth grade, we realized we both like The Incredibles.
Oh, wow. You guys have this bond.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Strong bond.
All right, we'll think about it. Do a collab with Sebastian. Let's play some more tunes.
Okay. Oh, this is a classic song.
I like
this batch. I like your pick. I think I like your pick better than my pick. But my pick, like, has more, like, this is classic.
Let's let the people decide.
Okay, here you go, people.
Maybe I don't act the way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. You convince me to pull life aside and want you. Yeah. And if only for the sake of it, I could chill you out and drive us through the night to your sister's. You could fall asleep in my jacket as a cover and wake up just to join me in a smoke.
With your king, if I can't. know I will. And if the stars align, I still get loaded on the things that I can't change. And I'm out here tonight. So if you wanna start a fight, we'll get loaded on the things that I can't change. Keys to the getaway car, and every now and then I'm in this place. It's hell living when I need your face. Don't hide, don't hide, don't hide from me.
Hey guys, that song like really tripped us up. We weren't sure if it was over or not. In that, like,
it came back though. It came back for the win.
Yeah. So that was Soundcheck by Catfish and the Bottlemen, and it was A Sin by the Revivalists. The first song was my pick. I feel like we've played a couple of their songs, and every time I hear their music, I think of the art final I took in, I think it was junior year.
We talked about this.
Song we played. And I like was sort of like just getting into Spotify, so like I didn't really get it yet. So I would like find a couple songs I liked and just, like, play them on repeat or, like, find an album I like to play to repeat. So I played the Catfish and the Bottlemen on repeat for, like, the two-hour final. So I just heard these songs, like, over and over again, and now I'm a little sick of them, but it still, like, you know, brings back the memories.
And then It Was a Sin by the Revivalists. We played a Revivalist song last week to go with our gold theme, but I actually knew this song. Well, everyone knows their song, Wish I Knew You When I Was Young. Wish that one. This one, Christopher recommended to me.
Shout out
to Chris. And then Gold to Glass we played last week. I found that because I like this song. So
these, like, the past two songs we've played with them, they're really good.
Yeah, some of their stuff's a little rock for my taste, but then some of the stuff, like this one and Gold to Glass, it's a lot more chill. I also like his voice.
I do, and their music, like, it's really good. Like, I feel like I said this last time, like, I'm gonna look into the Revivalists more now. Mm-hmm.
All right, we're trying to decide if we should actually, like, text Sebastian.
Elizabeth's, like, really excited about texting Sebastian.
I think it would be fun. But it might be weird for Hannah because they went to high school together. For me, he's just a complete random.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, we weren't, like, that close. We
I mean, also, like, why not?
Turn on, man.
Like, wouldn't that be cool? Like, if you got a text from someone in high school?
He wouldn't be I feel like he'd get into it.
I think it'd be cool. We have to also have to confirm that he actually has a radio show. Step one.
What are we going to say? Like, hey, we talked about you and how you gave me strep throughout time.
Yeah.
Why I don't not? Even know if he remembers that.
We'll have to, like, text him, like, hey, remember that time we gave each other strep throat in first That's grade true. And our moms had to campaign for stronger drugs?
Maybe. Okay, next break, we will figure out what we're going to do and we'll get back to you.
We'll let you know what happens.
We'll let you know. This By the end, song, so. You'll know.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this is my song. It was good, but it was long.
Oh, let's do it. I love this batch. Okay, and this should take us right up to the end. It should be perfect.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here we go.
Let's go.
Will we talk to Sebastian or not?
Find out when we return.
I'm blowing steam. I will leave. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it going again? Bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? Big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it going again? How's it going again? My favorite color is you. You're vibrant.
Hey guys, we're back. That was a sudden ending. So that was Jump My Train by The Bamboos and Sober Up by AJR and Rivers Cuomo. The first song was my pick, a Bamboo song that I listened to last semester, I think, and I found pretty cool vibe.
Yeah, I liked it. It was long, but it was good.
It was long, but it was good, yeah.
And then Sober Up by AJR was my anthem, like junior into senior
classic
high school
radio song.
Yeah, I heard it on the alternative station at home. It's got that classic, that cello in it.
Love the cello.
Also, update, we texted Sebastian.
We did Instagram DM Sebastian.
We will let you know.
He has not responded. He hasn't seen
it. It's given more than 5 minutes, though. So
that's true. It's only been 4 minutes. Okay, well, if he responds, we'll play his song that he's...
And he'll get a shout out next week. So in case you guys forgot, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is License to Chill. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Hannah.
And we will see you guys next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Thanks for a great show, guys.
Yeah. Peace out.